This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And we wanted to talk with Haroon Rashid this morning, BBC correspondent in Islamabad, Pakistan, to bring us up to date on some details of the leadership of the Taliban. You may recall back in August, Batula Masood was killed by an American drone attack, the former Pakistan Taliban leader. Now there is a new leader, Hakimullah Mersud, who is the current Taliban chief and is presumably the object of an offensive that we've been talking about all week in South Waziristan. Haroon Rashid, first of all, who is Hakimullah Mersud and how does he differ from Batula Masood?
Well, basically, he is from the same tribe, Mersud tribe, that Batula Masood, his former boss, came from. Since the Tehreek-e-Taliban, the umbrella militant organization that was formed by Batula Masood back in December 2007, he was sort of his deputy. He acted as his central spokesman as well until he made a few daring operations against the Pakistani security forces and succeeded in one of those operations by abducting over 200 Pakistani soldiers in 2007. After those successes, he was appointed by Batula to organize their organization in four tribal regions. When Batula was hit and killed in August this year, he was chosen as the new leader because of his abilities, his military tactics ability, and his ability to be a more charismatic leader to his followers. So at the moment, he is being pursued by the security forces in South Waziristan.
Well, let's talk about that difference. I mean, Batula Masood was more of a political operative and a military leader, but you've described Hakimullah Mersud as a charismatic leader who has more of a following because of his almost, mystical powers over the battlefield and his successes. Does that change the equation? Is he more likely to attract people to the Taliban?
I mean, he has some plus points and he has some negatives as well if you compare him with his former boss, Batula Masood. For once, he is young. That is quite good for his followers because they look at him as a young leader that they have. He is quite energetic. He is quite keen on showing off his abilities with the arms and weapons. But at the same time, he lacks in experience. He lacks in somberness. He lacks in his abilities to organize the organization, which his former boss did quite well, because within 2 years this organization took over the whole tribal region and then spread in its tentacles into the settled districts as well. So he is at the moment, his followers must be looking at him as a very precious leader that they have, and they will do all they can to protect him.
All right, Haroon Rashid, BBC correspondent in Islamabad, talking about Hakimullah Mersud, who's the new leader of the Pakistan Taliban, and the challenges ahead for him as the offensive against the Pakistan Taliban continues in South Waziristan. Thank you, Haroon.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.